An Alaska Railroad plan to eradicate weeds using chemicals along a stretch of track has raised the ire of environmentalists. Some say the plan is harmful, but railroad officials say it is required by federal authorities. APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Public hearings on the weed eradication plan were held in Seward, Whittier, and Anchorage. Tim Thompson, spokesman for the Alaska Railroad, says the weed control program is in response to a warning from the Federal Railroad Administration. The Alaska Railroad got a letter from the FRA in April indicating fines, speed restrictions, and possible track closure if a program to control vegetation along the tracks were not implemented.
What we are looking at doing is actually applying this weed killer to about 30 acres in the Seward yard and about 30 miles of actual track, not onto the sides of it, but on the actual track bed between Seward and Indian. We are looking at a conservative approach of about 30 miles in this area because what we've really taken into account during our permit application is water bodies that lie near or are next to our rail bed. And we've created anywhere from a 200 to a 100-foot buffer zone for this product that we're applying to use.
Thompson says the railroad will continue to cut back vegetation to the sides of the tracks manually. He says the railroad has safety concerns about weeds and roots growing up through the track bed.
Because of the many, many years that we've not been allowed to take care of this root system through a chemical means, we're able to get rid of the top portion of this vegetation, but it's the root system which is destabilizing the rail bed.
The railroad has applied to the State Department of Environmental Conservation for a permit to spray chemical weed killers along the railroad right-of-way from Seward to Indian. Two spoke out against the plan at a public hearing in Anchorage. Pam Miller, who heads Alaska Community Action on Toxics, says the weed control program is a bad idea. And Jim Sykes, who describes himself as a concerned citizen, says he's been fighting railroad herbicide plans since the late 1970s.
The herbicide tends to last longer and it can move faster in certain instances where we get a lot of rain or something. So if you read the label, it says that it's harmful to marine invertebrates, and depending on the concentration, it's harmful to a lot of other things, too.
DEC's Karen Hendrickson is reviewing the railroad's application. She says the weed killer the railroad wants to use is nothing out of the ordinary.
They've requested to use a product called Aquamaster, and that is a registered herbicide that has an active ingredient of glyphosate. And glyphosate is the same kind of herbicide that's found in home use herbicides that you can get at your local stores.
The railroad last applied for a chemical weed control permit in 2006. That application was denied because of DEC concerns about the effect of herbicides on water. This time around, Hendrickson says there is a difference.
There's a couple of differences in this proposed project. The first difference is that the product that they're requesting to use is actually approved for use in on aquatic plants and can be applied directly to surface water like ponds and streams. The other difference is that even though it would be legal to apply to water, the railroad has come up with a much better method for identifying and excluding spraying in any of the areas that has water nearby.
The railroad wants to implement the plan starting next summer. The FRA has been citing the Alaska Railroad for violations and defects regarding uncontrolled vegetation since 1997, and the latest contact from the FRA in April names 47 new violations by the railroad for out-of-control weeds. Thompson says the chemical weed eradication program will enable adequate track inspections and reduce employee slip and fall injuries, and the railroad is working with the University of Alaska on studies to determine the chemical's migration into soil. But Sykes says he'd like to take a look at some of those violations and questions why there are suddenly so many of them.
The railroad has indicated that this is a toehold. If they get the DEC permit this year for Seward to Indian, they fully expect to apply to spray the rest of the railroad all the way to Fairbanks the next year. So it's the old foot in the door trick. Traveling salesman used to use it all the time.
Hendrickson says a decision on the railroad's request won't be coming anytime soon.
We're actually going to spend quite a bit of time doing the research and the background documentation before we make a decision, and we've allowed plenty of time because we know this has been a controversial topic in the past.
The public comment period on the weed control plan is open until September 15th. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.